Today, we're exploring part two of the science question, where last week we talked about omitting signs. This week, we're adding clever copy that only you could write. We're talking scintillating signs in today's episode. Hi, I'm Lisa Urick with a two-minute tweak, a small idea with big potential, I hope, for all of us. In a previous podcast, I invited you to think about your store like a publisher would think about a book, complete with that first line that grabs, with a story arc that pulls us into each corner of the store. This is advanced sort of thinking, but since I've been pondering it, I've also found it in the wild. With the help of Steve Wax, I'm looking right now at some scintillating signs from Waterstones in Piccadilly, where they are used to pull a display together in unexpected ways, like out of office for a display on travel to Africa. Or this one's an 11 featuring books about the Prime Minister at 10 Downing. But it's not just about being clever. Good writing is personal, like really personal. We know this. So when we were practicing this at the NEBA Managers Retreat, Matt at Innisfree Books illustrated the point perfectly. He was looking for a display he was calling Your Next Vacation Adventure. Not bad, but it's not grabbing somebody and pulling them in either. I asked Matt what his last vacation adventure looked like, and he responded, I can't remember my last adventure. We all laughed and related and spotted his great title immediately. I can't remember my last adventure. It's honest and real and very relatable, and it would pull me into a display. How about you? Steve Wax and I are working on a professional book-selling course that will be offered in the coming weeks on marketing and display, and we're excited to really pursue these ideas in depth. And for today, you can practice by getting with a colleague or customer and writing your own clever copy, something that can come only from you, personal, feeding the feeling of your very original store. This week, your challenge, should you choose it, is to write at least one clever sign, something that really moves the air around it. Enjoy. Enjoy.